The JoJo Chat Show.
Well, good evening, guys. It's that time. It's Friday.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
Yeah, it's the time you've been waiting for. It's the JoJo Chat Show.
Stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at your
Friday.
This moment, don't
get the Friday feeling.
Your dream, can't you see you getting closer?
Just so you're here with me. Thank you for joining me this Friday.
Fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open.
Yes, it's the greatest showman. We are talking about you taking a bow. Pantomime season upon us. Oh, the shows that are out there at the moment. I mean, we've had some amazing shows already this year. Coldplay, they headlined Glastonbury. Wow, they lit up the whole of the West Country. It was electrifying. They sounded absolutely fantastic. We also had the Eros tour from Taylor Swift. Oh my God, that girl, she's got so much energy. She sold out like minutes, absolute minutes. She must have made absolute millions. Fantastic. Fantastic voice, fantastic entertainer, amazing showmanship. And also another one that rivals her, which I don't think did so well, but I don't think she went as many places as obviously Beyonce's Renaissance tour. So, yeah, I think the two of them did a tour, but I don't think Beyonce's was as big. And I think Taylor sort of went all over the place. So, yeah, she must have made much more money. But it is pantomime season. And this year, I think the biggest pantomime is going to be at the London Palladium is Robin Hood. Robin Hood is, yeah, so the biggest pantomime this year that's at the London Palladium is Robin Hood. You've got Julian Clary. That's going to be so funny. He is playing Robin Hood. You think Men in Tights situation? Well, you know. And you've got Jane McDonald is going to be playing Maid Marian. And Nigel Havers as Friar Tuck. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but when I think of Friar Tuck, I think of someone short and round. Nigel is not short and round. He is very tall, and I don't know if he'll remember me, but he used to come to the Black Horse in Byworth. He'll know where that is, and have a drink in the top restaurant, and yeah. So remember Nigel being very, very tall, and quite a slim and healthy guy, I've got to say. He's very good looking for his age. Absolutely fabulous voice. I can't wait to hear what he sounds like as Friar Tuck. So yeah, you've got Nigel Havers. So that was the cut. So also you've got Peter Pan, which is looking like it's going to be a big seller as well. That's at the Birmingham Hippodrome. And you've got Goldilocks and the Three Bears at Bristol Hippodrome. both look like they are going to be sellouts. So if you want to take the kids along, even for the families, I suggest you get your tickets in and start booking them now, because they'll sell out very, very quickly. If you're not into pantomime and you want something a little bit more along the lines of actually proper theatre, you've got the musical Hamilton on at the moment, and also good old, it seems to become a Christmas classic, Les Miserables is on as well. So you've got Les Miserables on at the Sohem. Remember to cut this. So something a bit more theatre-like is Hamilton. Obviously, it is a musical, but that is just, it's one of those hip-hop-inspired scores that just gets you toe-tapping and clapping along, singing along. There's some music in there that we all know. You've also got the Christmas classic Les Miserables on as well. When I say Christmas classic, it's not, but it seems to be now that it's on every Christmas. So one I absolutely want to go and see and haven't managed to do it yet, it's at the Piccadilly Theatre, it's Moulin Rouge. I know it's been around for a few years now, but I definitely want to go along and see Moulin Rouge before it ends. So I will absolutely make a conscious effort to do that in 2025. Also, the one person that we have absolutely loved since 1988 is Michael J. Fox. The guy is just absolutely, truly amazing. Also, the one guy that we've loved since he was 5 years old is little Michael Jackson. He's no longer with us. He turned out to be a little bit weird, but oh my God, what an amazing performer, amazing director, producer. You know, when you think back to all of the songs that he wrote, the productions that he did for Dirty Diana, and especially Thriller, I mean, that's just going to be around for the next 100 years. So we've got MJ the Musical on. Now, I don't know. Is it all about his career, the best parts of him? I would hope so. I wouldn't like it to go dark and show what happened in his dark days. And I hope there's some really, really great songs in there, like Smooth Criminal. That's one of my favourites. Or the Earth Song. You know, so empowering. And yeah, you just can't beat the power behind that song. Obviously, Lion King's on. It's going to finish soon at the Lyceum Theatre. They don't reckon it's going to run for too much longer. So if you haven't seen it, I suggest you take the kids along. There is a minimum age because of the loss of, it teaches the children about the loss of life. But there is a minimum age because it can get quite emotional, apparently, of 7 or 8. I'm not sure what the age limit is, but minimum age limit is. Oh, God. So The Lion King is on at the Lyceum Theatre. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you get along to Lyceum Theatre and watch it as quick as you can, simply because it won't be around for too much longer. There is a minimum age of 8 years of age, just simply because it talks about the loss of life. Also, another Christmas classic is Swan Lake. That's on in London. And I used to like the Nutcracker was a fantastic Christmas special, and you don't see that very often anymore, but Swan Lake is one of those that you absolutely, you know the story before it's even happened and how it all comes about, and you know, how you can develop from something ugly into something beautiful. So it's such an amazing story that people follow it as part of their life. One of the other plays that's on is Mrs. Doubtfire. Now, I absolutely loved the film with Robin Williams, and it was such a brilliantly made film. I hope they haven't destroyed it with the play. I know they've made it into an hilarious musical, and yeah, I can see how that would fit with the character of Mrs. Doubtfire. I hope that the audience participation is actually in line with the whole character of Mrs. Doubtfire playing a secondary role as an additional person. So yeah, another play that I wish to go and see, 2025. So that's on my hit list to do as well. And finally, Stranger Things. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this was a five part? Also, the last and final show I want to talk about is Stranger Things. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, cut. The last and final play I want to talk about is The First Shadow, Stranger Things. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this was a Netflix sci-fi kind of horror thriller that came out. There was four seasons of it. The fifth and final one, I think, is actually due out this year. And I think this play is a sort of tidbit into what's coming. It really gripped everyone. It talks about the upside down world that's a bit dark, a bit scary, how you could quickly be dragged into another world that is simultaneous to the one that you know. It's just things are not what they appear to be. And the whole transformation of how the world can quickly become dark and your thoughts can become dark becomes evident. So I'm not sure what to expect from this play, The First Shadow. I'm hoping that it's, like I said, it's a sort of quick kind of introduction into the final season of Stranger Things, which I certainly will be watching on Netflix. I'm not sure if it's coming out soon after Christmas, so if anyone knows, please let me know. Keep me in the loop of when you see it advertised for the UK. Generally US get it before we do, so a bit like my Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, that's where we're at with the shows. Now, I appreciate that there's pantomimes going on all over the UK, and it all starts with our little nativity plays. So when your children come home and they tell you they're a snowflake, or they're going to be part of the moon, or they're going to be the star, don't be upset. Trying to find a part for 90 children sometimes isn't easy. And I think the teachers do very, very well to find 30 parts, let alone 90 sometimes. And I think that when we are watching the Nativity, of course we all want our child to be a king or Joseph or Mary, even sometimes the baby Jesus, which I have seen, or an angel. And we've seen people introduce like cows and sheep. And I remember my daughter coming to me at the age of 7, and I said, "So what part did you get?" Thinking all excited, you know, she's quite a confident child and she's quite a pretty child and she can read very well, and thinking, yes, hopefully she's going to get the part of Mary or even an angel. No. Sheep. Okay. But I'm not doing it. Why? Because I don't like sheep. I don't want to be a sheep. I don't like sheep. I don't want to be a sheep. Okay. So I told the teacher I'm not doing it. Right. You've told the teacher you don't want to be a sheep. Okay. So have they give you any alternatives? Yes, mummy. I'm going to be a squirrel. Now, as much as I'm sure there was squirrels back in the day when baby Jesus was born, and we are talking out in a field, out in a barn, out in the countryside, so I'm pretty sure there was lots of squirrels around. And I've watched the film Ice Age, so squirrels were definitely around back in those times. So there must have been squirrels around when Jesus was born. Of course, why not be a squirrel? Makes sense to me. And she was a fantastic squirrel. She was all bushy-tailed and loving it, eating and collecting the walnuts that were in the net bag that she had. And she loved being a squirrel. So we all love it when our children get parts in plays, and just remember, this is part of them building their confidence and knowing that sometimes in life people will put eyes on you and it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable, but just remember that it's for a bigger purpose, that you're part of a team and your reading skills need to be honed in on, and your speech needs to be honed in on, and you can also wear whatever you like because no one really minds. I love nativity plays, and I love that teachers always tend to do something different. And also when it comes to being pantomime season, as much as there may well be 3 Cinderellas on, one at the school, one at the local amateur dramatics village hall, and then one at the bigger theatre in town, I guarantee all 3 Cinderellas will be completely different. They won't be the same as the books, they won't be the same as the films. And I would encourage anyone, if anything you can do for a Christmas present for your family, take them to the theatre to see a pantomime. Now, sometimes I've got to say, there's been innuendos that have been close to the wire, and it leaves difficult conversations with the younger children in asking a similar question along the lines from, "Is that really where babies come from, mummy?" So, yes, sometimes when you go to a pantomime, the innuendos and the one-liners, the boom-booms, oh no it is, oh no it isn't situation, oh yes it is, oh yes it is, and oh no it isn't situation, is fantastic for audience participation. And generally there is a twist at the end where you're actually made to feel like it was you that was on stage delivering the play, because the twist of the innuendo tends to be the last laugh on you as the audience. So that's when people in plays or the directors get that right, it's very clever how they twist it. So the last thing I just want to say and take a bow is all those people that are going to be working on Christmas Day, just think about all the people that work on Christmas Day. We've got our emergency services, of course, they're 24/7. And we've got people that will be up and down the country going out for Christmas lunch. All those people in hospitality that are working Christmas Day, the chefs in the kitchen cooking Christmas lunches, sometimes 5, 7, 9 courses I've seen a menu for. Wow. So, you guys, I take a bow to you, because that is dedication to your work, it's dedication to the job. I know you probably see cooking for lots of people as a pleasure, because that's why you went into becoming a chef in the first place. But remember your kitchen staff, remember your people that are going to be washing up after, remember all of those people that are running about getting you some cranberry sauce, some horseradish, some mustard, some mint sauce, drinks and champagne flowing and whatever else, wine. Remember, someone prepared this as well, leading up to it. You had all that kitchen staff preparing the potatoes, the vegetables, even down to doing the desserts and, you know, chopping up berries or making mince pies. Oh my God, you people are absolutely amazing. So thank you to everyone in hospitality right now. All the Christmas parties are going on, so everyone's going out for drinks, everyone's going out for dinners. Please drive safe. Don't drink and drive. Okay, just if you're going to have even a half a bit of shandy, like I would normally do, if I'm going out for a meal, I would have half a bit of shandy. Leave your car in the car park. Get a lift or get a taxi, or even get a lift back to the friend's house where they're going, and get a taxi from your friend's house to your place. Okay. Do not drive. Don't risk it. It's not worth it. Also, will say is a very, very big thank you to all of my listeners, and you have been absolutely. So, guys, I just want to say thank you to everyone that's going to be working on Christmas Day. I absolutely take a bow to you guys. Oh. I just hope that Christmas is really good for you guys, all right? So I just hope that you get to celebrate a decent Christmas as well. So thank you. Guys, I love and leave you. The Glee Club, singing Rihanna's Take a Bow. It's JoJo. It's Friday. Thank you for joining me. I'm not sorry. I put on quite a show. So do you guys. Guys, I bid you farewell. Good night. Take care. Speak to you next week.